From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, November 10th. About 100 veterans and citizens assembled in Chico on the corner of Mangrove and Vallombrosa Saturday morning to voice their opposition to the Trump administration. Most were from the Vietnam era. Many represented the Veteran Action Group, including Marine Corps vet Stacy Connolly. She was there to support the Veterans Administration, and she was outraged at Trump's military deployments to American cities.
I feel so bad for the Guard members. I feel so bad for them. And when he sicked the Marines on L.A., I grew up in L.A. County. Angelenos don't play like that. It made me physically ill to see my brothers and sisters having to do that. They had no choice.
Army vet Bill Bynum also said he's mad about the way the military is being used, but he says he's confident serving members will uphold the Constitution. In other news, overwhelming support of Proposition 50 in California is renewing efforts to split the state in half. Jefferson Public Radio's Roman Battaglia explains.
Supervisors in Shasta County voted 3-2 to support a state assembly resolution seeking to divide the coastal and inland counties into two separate states. Assemblyman James Gallagher from Sutter County introduced the resolution in reaction to Prop 50. He says the coastal part of the state doesn't care about the needs of inland California.
They don't really care about us because they don't have to. At the end of the day, they can pass through whatever policy they want over our objections, over us being a very strong and loud voice against those things.
The resolution has a very slim chance of passing the assembly because of the Democratic supermajority. Gallagher says getting counties and local jurisdictions to come together is what's needed to get the state to consider their proposal. Supervisors who voted against the measure were concerned about the economic outlook for the proposed new California.
That was Jefferson Public Radio's Roman Battaglia. And the Chico City Council has unanimously approved a new measure aimed at combating crime at local businesses. Council members approved a new massage ordinance this week that was a year in the making. The law is meant to combat human trafficking and illicit activity. It goes into effect next month and will require practitioners to become certified with the California Massage Therapy Council. The law does include exemptions for individuals who have at least 5 years of experience in the industry and an equivalent certification. Also, preliminary data from last week's special election shows there was a large voter turnout statewide. Secretary of State Shirley Weber says they still don't know the exact numbers, but it's looking like turnout is comparable to the 2021 governor recall. Almost 60% of voters showed up in that election, which also only had one measure on the ballot.
Generally, when it becomes a one item, it's because it's really, really important. And the recalls are generally very important and get interest. This is obviously was a very important one placed on by the legislature on the ballot. So it turned out to be quite an interest, not only for California, but across the nation.
Weber says the nationwide consequences of Prop 50 alongside heavy campaigning could have also been factors. While most North State counties also had large turnouts, some were low, including Shasta, Sutter, and Yuba. Election results will be officially certified by December 12th. Additionally, California voters just approved Proposition 50, and already campaigns for the 2026 ballot are getting underway. One proposed initiative would make permanent the state's current tax on high-income earners, those who make more than $720,000 a year filing jointly. That funding supports public schools and healthcare across the state. California Teachers Association President David Goldberg says the measure is about keeping existing funding in place, not creating a new tax.
It is making permanent the current tax on the wealthiest Californians. It's just making that permanent and stopping basically a fiscal cliff from just pummeling public education and other services.
Goldberg says the tax makes up about 15% of the education budget and helps prevent layoffs and cuts to classrooms. Signature collection is expected to begin in December as organizers work to qualify measures for the November 2026 ballot. And with federal tax credits on state health insurance plans set to expire at the end of the year, Executives with Covered California are urging residents not to panic during open enrollment. Cap Radio's Riley Palmer has more.
Top executives from Covered California met with leaders in the disability rights community to discuss what's to come. Federal tax credits are set to expire, and insurance premiums could increase by 97% for the majority of Covered California users. Jessica Altman is executive director of Covered California and says potential increases are in flux and that their purpose is to provide options.
Most of our enrollees are enrolled in plans where there is a more affordable, lower monthly cost plan available to them. We are a marketplace so people can shop.
Covered California's senior medical director, David Compa, notes even with premiums going up, Californians still get charged a $900 penalty during tax season if they're uninsured.
It's much better than suffering through the penalty, but also suffering from the instability, the insecurity, the worry about what could happen, because things will happen. One emergency room visit could be $15,000.
According to executives, Covered California has enough state funding this year to cushion the blow for the lowest income users of the insurance marketplace. Covered California's open enrollment began November 1st and runs through January 31st. Riley Palmer, Cap Radio News.
And finally, Orland City Council member Brandon Smith has stepped down. The city announced Smith's resignation became effective last Wednesday. Orland City officials expressed their gratitude for his service to the community. Smith said unexpected personal circumstances made it impossible for him to dedicate the necessary time to his role in serving the citizens of Orland. Recognizing the position's significance to the community, he felt it was in their best interest for him to resign. And those were your headlines for Monday, November 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.